With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A vaccine mandate for companies with 100 or more employees has been put on hold by a federal appeals court, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues. But U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says including ag workers in that mandate would be counter to previous regulations and make no sense.
There was a time, if you recall, early on in the pandemic, we had something called essential workers, that we recognized that they needed to continue in their critical positions, because without them, there's just so many things that would be at risk of not happening and putting our communities at unnecessary danger.
So Newhouse asks, what's changed?
We turned around and those same workers were telling them, oh, you're still critical, but if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to be terminated. So I'm not exactly sure why that mindset changed. They're just as critical today as they were a year and a half or 2 years ago. And I think we need to be creative and making sure we can continue to have those people engaged in the workforce.
For our essential workers, Newhouse says there should be plenty of options.
Frankly, I don't think the administration thought through the ramifications of many of these decisions. That's why you're seeing a lot of people refusing, and a lot of those of us here in Congress are trying very hard to come up with ideas to make this work better.
Newhouse says there are still a lot of unanswered questions and things the administration needs to clear up. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.